This is Daim Shabazz. We're in Istanbul, Turkey. We're at the 40th Chess Olympiad at the General Session. This is the second day of meetings. We have a break going on now. I am standing with Grandmaster Nigel Short, who has just exited from the proceedings. I'm going to just ask him a few questions about the Olympiad and his impressions and perhaps some other things that may be on his mind. He has a lot of issues that that he's discussing these days. So how's this Olympiad gone so far for you and as well as England?
Well, I was playing very, very well to begin with. In fact, I had a fantastic run. I lost against the Philippines, and I've drawn subsequently. I still have a good score, but I was doing great. I was actually in gold medal position, so I've kind of blown it to a degree. But, you know, in general, I would be very happy with this score from the start. The team, unfortunately, is struggling. We were doing okay, but we failed to push on. In fact, there was nobody winning really from round three onwards, apart from myself, up until the last round when we won 4-0 against Uruguay. So it's not really the best Olympiad for England. We're missing Luke McShane, to be quite honest. It's a big loss.
Yes, some consider him the world's strongest amateur.
I think it's beyond any doubt he's the world's strongest amateur player. Yeah.
So what are your impressions about this Olympiad in terms of organization and...
I think there were originally much grand plans for this, but I know Ali Mir Hatyazici had his budget cut by half. And there are certain things that have been done, which I don't approve of. There are very high charges for single rooms, like €100 supplement. If you want an extra room, for example, our president of our federation wanted to come. If he stays at the official hotel, €660 per night. This is just This is daylight robbery. So Ali Nihat Yazici is preparing his retirement fund, as far as I'm concerned. He talks about that certain other federations have been denying money for the promotion of chess, you know, in less developed parts. So, he is directly taking very large sums of money out of federation pockets.
About some of the other deliberations here, I've just heard a lot of discussion about draws. Where do you think that's going? Will draws be abolished, or will there be some change in the point system, or how do you think this is going to pan out?
Well, I don't think very much will change, to be honest. I think the direction things are going is that draw offers are being, if not eliminated, they're being pushed further and further back. So here we have no agreed draws before move 30. I will not be surprised to see that being move 40 or something. It's a more radical step to abolish the agreed draw altogether. I'm not sure it's so wise. There are lots of extremely boring positions. I mean, I've had this in these events myself. I remember playing against Michael Adams and getting bishop and three and bishop and against bishop and three on the same side. Now, you know, is there anything to be gained by playing what do you mean, 20 moves? How do I make another 20 moves like this? I have to make more than 20 moves. I have to sit there for God knows, you know, 50 moves or whatever. And does that make chess more beautiful? Because it's a waste of effort, and it's unaesthetic. That's really my point about that. So I understand, you know, a lot of these guys, they push for more exciting chess, and they're not always aware what the implications?
Well, just moving in a different direction. You traveled to, I know I read something where you reached 100 countries.
That's correct.
Do you have any other trips that you're planning? Are you planning to visit the African continent again?
There is a possibility, we will see, there's a possibility I'll be in Kenya next year. So I've got some ongoing discussions on that. Also, I love going to Africa, actually. It's really, I get a tremendous feeling of excitement when I'm there. And it's such a varied continent. You know, you go from one country to another, you're in, let's say, Namibia or something, and it's, you know, things are very developed. Windhoek is like a... just like any normal city anywhere. And then you've got like Malawi with, you know, standards of living are very low. I'm just doing an interview. So, yeah. And I like the variety. I'd love to go back, and I'd love to, you know, do some chess promotion there. So I've not really got anything lined up. South Africa is kind of always on my agenda because, you know, there's more things going on there. I may well be there next year, but I don't really have anything in the near future, apart from perhaps Kenya.
So the last question, we're going into the last round of the Olympiad. You have China at the top.
Yeah.
I believe Russia and Armenia are also competing. What are your predictions?
I have no predictions at all. I haven't been paying any attention to this because, you know, in such an event, I mean, you as an outside observer, you can follow this much more closely. I come here and it's what my team does. If my team doesn't win, I can forget about looking at the other games. So it's a sort of wasted energy. I just focus on my games, our matches, and that's all. So I don't even know who's ahead on tie break, who is playing who, when, where. So not a clue. I'm afraid.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the questions I have, and enjoyed talking with you these few minutes, and hopefully we'll see you in future Olympiad, and maybe back in Africa as well.
Yeah, maybe back to Ethiopia. That would be great.
All right.
This guy fixed up my trip to
Egypt. You heard all what he said, and the next interview, I'm going to tear it down, all down, whatever.
All right, we're signing off in Istanbul.
Yeah.